This is an RNIB talking book.
Morris by E.M. Forster.
11182. Maurice. There now follows a brief description of the book. Maurice is born into a privileged way of life. He grows up confident in status and precise in social ritual. Yet although priggish and conforming, Maurice finds himself increasingly attracted to his own sex. Through Clive, whom he encounters at Cambridge, and Alec, the gamekeeper on Clive's country estate, Maurice gradually experiences a profound, emotional and sexual awakening.
The copyright of this recording is owned by Chivers Press Limited, who have kindly authorised their recording to be made available to the Royal National Institute for the Blind's Talking Book Service, England. No unauthorised broadcasting, public performance or copying is permitted. The book is read by Peter Firth. Maurice by E.M. Forster.
Part 1, Chapter 1. Once a term, the whole school went for a walk. That is to say, the three masters took part as well as all the boys. It was usually a pleasant outing, and everyone looked forward to it, forgot old scores, and behaved with freedom. Lest discipline should suffer, it took place just before the holidays, when leniency does no harm, and indeed, it seemed more like a treat at home than school, for Mrs. Abrahams, the principal's wife, would meet them at the tea place with some lady friends and be hospitable and motherly. Mr. Abrahams was a preparatory schoolmaster of the old-fashioned sort. He cared neither for work nor games, but fed his boys well and saw that they did not misbehave. The rest he left to the parents, and did not speculate how much the parents were leaving to him. Amid mutual compliments, the boys passed out into a public school, healthy but backward.